We have received this call because, like Peter, we are obliged to love Jesus more than others. Only God knows how much others have sinned. Only He. But we better know how much we have sinned. First question. Peter told Jesus, "You know that I love you." And then our Lord's answer, remember, "Feed my lambs." This is our first responsibility, to feed the lambs of Christ. Feed them with what? Feed them with the truth. And as one pope after another, especially the present Bishop of Rome, "My main responsibility," he said, "under God, is to obey Christ's command to Peter, feed my lambs." That is why I know this. My Pope John Paul II, can I say it, specializes in having his picture taken with little children. Then, since Peter had denied his master 3 times, he had to make, 3 expiations. Number 2, "Do you love me?" Peter protested, "Yes, I do love you." And then Jesus told Peter, "Watch the bird, tend my sheep, watch over my sheep." Notice the difference. Feed my lambs. And now, watch over. God, tend my sheep. Sheep are adult lambs. My mother was a shepherdess in Europe. She didn't quite finish the 6th grade in Europe. I asked you, sisters, you've already asked this question. I asked you whether all educated people are intelligent. Did I ask you that? Did I? And what do you say? No. The most stupid people on earth are the professors in our universities who do not have the faith. They're dumb. I know them. Stupid like ox. And I ask the other question. Are all intelligent people educated? My mother was a very intelligent person. He didn't even finish grammar school. So, she told me a lot about sheep. I could write a book about sheep. Oh, how dumb those sheep are. Wandering in all directions. Good green grass right next to them. They don't see it. Got to push them over to the grass so they will eat. But the sheep need to be watched. and sisters, we better be good sheep. Finally, third time, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" By this time, Peter, of course, realized what Jesus was doing. He was offended. You know that I love you. And this time, Jesus told Peter, "Feed my sheep." So, feed my lambs, number one. Tend my sheep, number two. Feed my sheep, number three. Sisters, you read 5 New Testaments, and I'll bet you'll find 5 different translations. However, the most important lesson from what we've just described is that Jesus had promised, remember, that a loud-mouthed Peter would be. You will, notice, I will build my church, but not yet. Peter was not ready yet. And, sisters, I know what I'm saying. Don't think just because is it on November the 20th that you're picking your last vows. Am I correct? Sisters, don't you dare think that you are now formed for life. Here I am, fully equipped. I need no more novice directresses, no more tertian directresses. I've made it. Peter, only after the third profession of loving Jesus, what did Jesus finally tell Peter? Remember this? Follow me. Peter took his final vows only after having made a fool of himself by denying that he even knew Jesus. And there is nothing more sobering than repentant sin. That's why I feel so safe. Only God knows your past. Only God knows your consciousness. But I feel safe. There may be exceptions, but my dear fellow sinners, good morning. And the purpose is to keep us humble. It is a divine article of the Catholic faith that Christ instituted the papal primacy after Peter had 3 times professed that he loved Jesus, and this was after the resurrection. Peter became Pope after Peter finally 3 times protested, "I love you."